Hey everyone, welcome to the very first episode of the Start Your Day With series on the Everyday Talent Podcast. This mini series is really there to accompany you as you start your day and your day, or before you get into the creative zone, you just want a little inspiration of how other people run their week and run their day. On today's episode, I welcome the first ever guest to this mini series, Lydia Lee. Lydia is the founder of Plantish. Her mission is to cultivate a kick-ass sustainable plant-based future. And as she claims in her bio, she's got more layers than your favorite cake. She channels her emotions from joy to grief, peace to anger, and hope to desperation into a wild mix of creative outlets. Think modeling, street dance, witchcraft, astrology reading, writing, and joy. So let's hear from Lydia how she manages her multifaceted days. All right, so on today's mini episode, I have Lydia here to share with me how she runs her week, her day, and how she's getting to the flow. Hi, Lydia. Thank you for being here.
Hello.
Awesome. So can you share with me what does your typical week look like?
I'll have like a really irregular week each week as a business owner. Like I have like tons of like different tasks, but I would try to get everything done Monday to Friday, but sometimes we have to work on weekends. Yeah. And I pretty much have like multiple meetings each week and designing tasks for myself and other members. Yeah, pretty much it's very task-based like week. Each week. So I can't really like show you what 1 week may look like, because 1 week may look totally from another week. Yeah.
But yeah. And that's like a real answer from someone who does multiple different things, right?
Yeah. And especially with business mainly, it's like just some week we just get really busy, like all the orders are in or something got delayed. I had to jump in, fix everything myself. Or sometimes employees, you know, they have a sick leave. I have to take things on my hand. So it's more hectic than people would imagine. But yeah, it also like means I sometimes will have more free time. Like I may have like 3 days, 4 days off just for a week, or even the whole week off. Yeah, depending on where I'm at. Yeah.
Yeah. And what's your favorite way to start your day with?
I would say like big breakfast. Like I have a really giant, yes, like 4 eggs, like at least like based like high protein, high fiber, like breakfast. Yeah. Can't live without it. And also a lot of water and stretches and move my body, like make sure I'm hydrated. Just taking care of my body is very important. Yeah.
Amazing. And how do you end your workday with?
Some kind of bath, could be sound bath with a podcast, could be some music or real, you know, bubble bath or, you know, something with a bath bomb, like, you know, or sometimes as I do some drawing and coloring, I will take some notes and write a diary. Like it's not sometimes always grateful, you know, great gratitude journal, but it could also be like, you know, release an activity journal. I'll release, yes, the negative thoughts and all the dark side in the journal myself, and then let it sleep and so I can sleep. Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. I love that you start and end your day with something that's relation to your body, that mm-hmm. you take care of your body. Love that.
Thank you.
How do you get into the creative flow? Or rather, what's your favorite routine to get into the creative flow?
I would say like it use my emotions. Like I'm not that kind of person who can simply switch on like let me just to get this done, but I will use whatever at that moment on my mind. Even if I'm feeling really tired, I will draw it out. If I'm trying to find the color of anger, I would just find the color first and start from there. So pretty much even if I'm not in the mode of like creating, I will find an element, for instance, feeling restless, right? And we all have that kind of anxiety attack moment, feeling restless. And I'll try to find one element, one Like, for instance, I was seeing this anxiety as a hummingbird. So I would just draw a hummingbird and then start from there and turn that into one of the creation, like, you know, food strike I can take, or like turn that into like art piece. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. Yeah.
That does make sense. It's following your emotion and see where it takes you. I love that. So last question. I know that you do different work and you might not necessarily have one work desk, but if you do sit down at a desk, what's like a must-have or favorite item that you have on your work desk?
Oh, actually, I have a kit. Like, I pretty much is care for my body. There is oil diffuser. Also, you can buy it from our shop.
Yes, Frankish stock.
It's a wooden oil diffuser, and I have like many new products coming. Like, it's very small items like oil diffuser, and just put essential oil in it because I think scent is really helping me. And also some items are like just a hand cream, you know, the body balm, like sticks, lip balm. So anything I need to take care of my body, as I feel like it's, again, like going always, it's always about remembering, going back to my own body. It's how we function in the world, right? Like as a spiritual person, especially sometimes we like travel like out of the body into somewhere else, but it's always nice to remember to come back and safe to be back. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also nice to be back. Yeah. So
awesome.
I always take care of my body with the essential oil diffuser, some massaging tool and some body care, you know, skincare products. Yeah.
That's great. I will make sure to also like leave the link to Prentice, your business, so that people can look at other like goodies on there to assemble their own kit. I love that.
Oh,
well, thank you so much, Lydia, for sharing your day and your week with us. For those of you who listen to this, make sure you also listen to the long interview that I've done with Lydia, where she shares like many insights about how to manage her creative career. Thank you.